everybody. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show you're listening to. Very happy to have you. And speaking of the big show next Wednesday, we're going to be doing a live webcast, right? Live webcast. And that will be with Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog!
The girls from Hooters are coming in with food. And then the girls from Spearmint Rhino are coming in with no food. Makes sense. That's the way you'd want it. And then a week from Friday, a week from Thursday, a week from tonight, right, is Frank coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing Frank. It, bitch.
Yeah, from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. He'll be coming in. It's always fun to have him in here. And tomorrow night, Adam Carolla returns to the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Nice job, retards.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a couple of weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks since we've done that, huh?
Yeah, we had some vacations. He had some vacations.
Jesus. All right. Got lots to talk about. It's always one of my favorite segments we do. When Carolla pops in, he calls us about 8 o'clock on Friday. And it's about 20 minutes of laughs. Funny guy, man. My opinion, one of the top two or three funny guys in show business. Yeah, I think that's correct. All right, we do news with Gina Grad around 9 o'clock. It's about 5 after 9 right now, so let's hit it. News with Gina, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
What?
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, leading the news tonight, Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin held a town hall-style meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where she met with locals and answered questions concerning her potential role as vice president of the United States.
Oh, man.
In this piece of audio, Palin responds to a question about her lack of foreign policy experience, and then she responds as this audience member asked her to mitigate our concerns on this matter.
All right, here we go. Sarah Palin. Everybody.
Well, I think because I'm a Washington outsider that the opponents are going to be looking for a whole lot of things that they can criticize, and they can kind of try to beat the candidate here who chose me as his partner to kind of tear down the ticket. But as for foreign policy, you know, I think that I am prepared, and I know that on January 20th, if we are so blessed as to be sworn into office as your president and vice president, certainly we'll be ready. I'll be ready. I have that confidence. I have that readiness. And if you want specifics with specific policy or countries, go ahead and you can ask me. You can even play stump the candidate if you want to. But we are ready to serve.
All right.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I don't either. I'll take her word for it.
Do you want to please stump the candidate, Tim?
The voice is getting a little irritating, isn't it?
It's already getting irritating.
I know. Imagine
she ain't even sworn in
4-8 years of that. Oh, boy.
I'm a Washington outsider.
All right. Anything else on the news?
Well,
there?
Unfortunately for you, in other Palin news.
Oh, boy.
Sarah Palin saw Tina Fey's Saturday Night Live impersonation of her. The only problem was she didn't hear it.
What?
The Alaska governor told Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity that she watched the SNL skit that opened the late night show's new season last Saturday night, but Palin didn't quite catch what she said. And here is some further audio of her explaining that she just watched it with the volume down.
Oh, all right. It's actually the best way to watch Saturday Night.
Enjoy Saturday Night Live.
No, I like Saturday Night Live. I watch it every week.
I watch Tina Fey on Saturday Night Live.
I watched with the volume all the way down, and I thought it was hilarious. She was spot on.
So, do you think it was like her one day?
Absolutely, yeah. It was hilarious.
All right, great audio.
Jesus Christ.
Was she in a plane engine at the time?
She flies in the engine? She was in a box fan.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, R&B star R. Kelly is back in the news in what he claimed would be his last interview regarding his child pornography trial.
Wow.
The singer said in a special that aired Tuesday that he had been punished enough and that people should respect the not guilty verdict he received 3 months ago. In this piece of audio, R. Kelly responds to a question asking if he still likes teenage girls.
Okay. Evidently, all right, well, here it is. R. Kelly with the teenagers.
Do you like teenage girls? When you say teenage, how are we talking? Girls who are teenagers.
19?
19 and younger.
I have some 19-year-old friends, but I don't like anybody illegal if that's what we're talking about, underage.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's unfortunate that it's like this, but when you're when you're me, when you're R. Kelly, everybody want a piece of you. And if you don't give them a piece, they'll find a way to get a piece of you, one way or the other. Man, I've been blackmailed a billion times in my career. Before the trial, during the trial, after the trial, I've been sued for stuff that ridiculous thing.
Yeah, not guilty.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, if you have a copy, and I've never seen that videotape. Have you ever seen it?
No.
With R. Kelly and the...
I've seen, like, a little snippet, but I don't actually, like, own, you know, the full...
Right. But evidently, it, from what I understand, it's him and, like, a 14-year-old or 15-year-old?
Yeah, 14.
And it's on videotape?
Yeah.
And he got off, huh?
In what way?
He didn't get charged for
it. Oh, yeah, yes, right. Yes, yeah.
Well,
yes and
very,
yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, R. Kelly, everybody. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Britney Spears' mom, Lynn Spears, was interviewed recently regarding her daughter, Jamie Lynn Spears' pregnancy. Here's how the mom of the year found out she was going to be a grandma for the second time. And let's remember that Jamie Lynn Spears is a teenager as well.
Yeah, 16, I believe.
Yes.
All right, perfect time to have a child.
Actually, I'd been to the doctor that day, and she told me, come on home, Mama, because I was going to go eat after. And she hands me a note and tells me to go into the bedroom and read it. And Casey wasn't allowed to come over during school day, so she told me he was coming to pick up his wallet. So he was there. And so she handed me this note and said that she was pregnant and everything was going to be okay, Mom, that, you know, she and Casey were going to raise this baby and... you know, do the same. So I came out, I thought it was a joke. I really thought, I kept waiting for the punchline.
Britney Spears' new song?
Yeah.
That's her new hit.
Yeah. It's beautiful. All right. She's having the child and everything's cool. What does that child do?
Oh, gosh. That should be around the first of the
year.
She
already had it.
No.
Yeah, no. Lynn Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears, she had the kid.
She did?
No.
Yeah, about 2 months ago.
Oh,
are
congratulations.
You sure?
Mazel tov.
I'm completely sure.
Oy vey's mir.
Now, is that kid pregnant yet?
She's still on the pill.
Oh, okay. So
at least Jamie Lynn is teaching responsible contraception.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So the 2-month-old is not pregnant.
Not yet.
Yeah. All right. But if any 2-month-old baby in the world was pregnant, isn't she the chalk?
And her poor nanny.
Isn't she the favorite?
Probably, yeah. Well, I can't believe that little Jaden James hasn't knocked anybody up yet.
Oh,
Brittany's,
yes.
4-year-old.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe they'll, maybe she'll be pregnant before the... before Christmas, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. A terrific family.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gino?
Well, finally, a recent study shows that driving while texting is more dangerous than driving while under the influence of alcohol or marijuana.
Whoa.
Research carried out on...
What if you do both?
I don't think you should be behind the wheel of a car. Research carried out on 17 young drivers found that reaction time slowed by 35% when they were writing or reading text messages while driving. In comparison, reaction time only deteriorated by 21% for those who were under the influence of weed and only 12% by those who were influenced by alcohol. Ooh. Research also showed that steering control worsened by 91% for those who are distracted by text, compared to only 35% when cannabis was involved.
Oh, boy.
The test also showed that texters were less able to maintain safe distances from other cars, and they tended to do a little drifting in and out of the lanes more often.
All right. Now, you don't know anything about this, right?
About what?
About texting while driving? How many times have you hit somebody?
Texting specifically?
Yeah.
Just once.
Oh, just once.
Yeah, the other time I was putting on blush.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, texting while driving is more dangerous than alcohol or cannabis.
And it seems like when it comes to steering wheel control, it's more dangerous than alcohol and cannabis combined.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. And I see it all day long. I don't do it myself. I don't really text anybody because I don't like doing that.
No.
But I know that I sometimes look down to dial a phone number.
Right.
And then you get up and you got to hit that brake.
Don't you think that it's more common now to text because of the cell phone laws that you're not going to put it up to your ear? You might as well just shoot them a quick text.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also, you know what? It was amazing. And we never did this when Jerry Wyszkowski was here. But he is an amazing texter, if that's a term.
He's amazing
at texting.
Yeah.
But he can sit there without looking at his phone and text much faster than I can while I'm looking at it.
You know, Tim, while Jerry always got all the credit for being a great texter, I sat idly by. But I think it's time I tell you, I can text without looking down, and I have a crazier keypad than he does.
You can.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
As quickly as he can.
Oh, yeah. And with the Razor, it's even easier. And you know exactly how many punches to get to the right letter because it's three letters per number.
Right.
And I sat back. I let him take the glory, but it's kind of my thing.
I don't know we about can, that. I got to look at that.
I'm happy to do it.
We should have a texting contest.
Yes.
When do we got it? We got Not Scary Farm coming up.
There we go.
And maybe the three finalists get into Knott's. But a texting contest. So if you're good at texting and you can do without looking at the phone, what we're going to do is have a couple of people in the studio and find out who the best texter in Southern California is.
With the smallest margin of error.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get a point or a couple points off or maybe a second off for each error you make.
Yeah.
And I think some people are probably as good at texting as I am typing.
Oh, easily.
You know?
Easily.
I bet I can't type a sentence in the time that somebody can text one.
And it depends. Are you on a Sidekick? Are you on a Razor? They're all different.
Yeah.
And what if we get some real genius in here to do the old rotary, just to see if he could... I don't know how we would judge that, but...
All right. So texting while driving is inherently more dangerous than alcohol and or cannabis combined.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the question. If it is more dangerous, and when you get busted for a DUI, I think the fine is $10,000.
Okay.
And it's not a $10,000 fine, but it's your insurance goes up, you get fined, I think you have your suspended license. A lot of crap happens to you when you get a DUI. So should texting while driving, should that be a $30,000 fine since it's three times more likely to get you're going to get killed?
I hope not.
I mean, what is the fine? What should the fine be for texting and driving? Because right now, I think it's $25. Or, when you're talking on the phone.
At first, I was going to say it'd be hard to prove, but it would be easy to prove. Your texts are time-stamped.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to pop you on that.
Yeah, it's your phone in your hand, and they can go to Sprint and say, hey, let's see the records on this broad.
And the reason why I think that this is true is because a lot of people say when they're under the influence, they work that much harder to be a good driver. But when you're texting, you're not even looking up.
Oh,
you couldn't be working less hard to be a good driver.
I mean, sometimes if you're texting, you're not looking at the road sometimes for 10 seconds.
10 seconds? That's a long time to not be looking at the road.
That's a real long time. Or maybe it's five, it's maybe one, two.
I'll almost believe five.
Three, four. Maybe it's 4 seconds.
Yeah.
You're not looking at the road.
And, this is like on the 101 when it's not rush hour, when you're going 80, 90 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm enough with the text with
Please.
Me. I don't text and I don't respond to texts anymore.
I'm officially over it now. The story has changed me.
Is that right?
Absolutely. I'm done.
Good for you.
I'll never do it again.
All right, folks, what should the penalty be for texting and driving? I know it pisses a lot of people off, especially the older crowd. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Texting behind the wheel is more dangerous than driving while under the influence of alcohol or cannabis. Research carried out on 17 young drivers ages 17 to 24 using a simulator found that reaction time slowed by 35% while writing or reading a text message. In comparison, reaction time deteriorated by 21% of those under the influence of alcohol or cannabis. I like how they keep using cannabis.
Yeah, like it's 1970.
Weed, dude.
Yeah.
It's weed,
reefer.
Man.
It's reefer.
Yeah, it's lamb's breath. They should put in the type of cannabis.
Chameleon silver.
Yeah, you can only go so far in an indica and so far in a sativa.
Oh, insider. That's a real niche joke.
Yeah.
This audience gets the joke.
That's a guy who is really, really into that weed, man. Aren't you really sort of... I guess pissed that you didn't discover it in high school?
It bothers me the crap out of me. Because in high school, I was one of those kids who thought he was better than everybody. Oh, I don't do drugs. I don't go to parties. And then, you know, a couple years later, now I'm super into this. I could have gotten laid in high school if I just smoked some pot.
Let's not blow the bid here.
Hey, I was like 100 pounds less in high school.
Wow.
I didn't gain the majority of my weight till I was right out of high school.
You were 240 in high school? All right. Let's get to some of these calls. It's Gina with the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
Song, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, we're going to take a small break when we come back here. The penalty for texting and driving. What is your opinion on this? 3 times more dangerous than drinking and driving. And you guys were getting pissed at the drunks? How about the texters? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely,
and her poo nanny.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. You can always reach us through our MySpace, myspace.com/Conway Show. MySpace.com/Conway Show. And we're up to 161 friends?
Yeah, man.
All right, Gina Grad joins us. Look at that. You take care of the whole site, right?
Yeah, you know, I like to be in charge of the MySpace
page. Fantastic. It's not too much work for you?
Get out of here with that.
All right. Everybody wants money. I want my money. My money. People need my money. All right, texting while driving is more dangerous than drinking and driving. And listen to this stat, youngsters. Comes from the Transport Research Laboratory. They carried out a study that said they also found that steering control worsened by 91% for those who are distracted by texts. Texts, right?
Texts.
Yeah. 91%. That's terrible. All right. What should the penalty be for texting and driving? And Gina's... You've had one accident?
Little one.
How big?
It was actually little, and he didn't even take my info. He was, like, the coolest guy ever. He goes, I'm going to let you slide on this one, kid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is that the one where you took your shirt off before you got out of the car?
Yeah, same one. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy on the 60 freeway. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing,
Tim? All right, what do you got rolling?
Well, man, I think, you know, nothing gets me more than seeing these people that these Pezzanavantes that want to be more important than everybody else. They got a text.
Is that an Italian term?
I think it's Yiddish.
I don't know. It's whatever you want it to be. But anyway, I can't say what I really want to say on the air here, I'm sure. But, you can say
sons of bitches.
Yeah, I'm sons of bitches. You're right. These bastards, right?
There you go.
Anyway. You know, I think what they ought to do, I like your point of 3 times the amount first, and then if they're stupid enough to get back out there and start texting again, then we start cutting digits off.
Okay.
That's what I think they ought to do.
All right. What part of New York are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia, even worse, man. You'll kick that guy's ass for texting.
Don't believe me. I keep a baseball bat in the car just for that occasion.
Oy vey.
All right, buddy. Well, welcome to Los Angeles.
No problem.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, sir. All right, there he goes, man.
Thank you.
Hey, can you do me a favor? at least until like 10 o'clock while we're doing the segment. Can you stop texting while we're doing this?
Tim, I
don't know who you're texting.
What you don't understand is as your producer, I'm a really good multitasker.
All right. It's going to be dangerous here, man. Reza, Northridge, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, doing good, buddy.
Right.
How you doing?
All right, man.
You know what I was thinking is that when you do the texting, you send it to traffic school, but you have to go to Danny Bonaducci traffic school and listen to that guy talk for 8 hours.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
right.
You would never do any crime again. I mean, you can send murderers to him. They would not do anything again. I mean, the guy makes my ears bleed.
Please. He's a very good friend of mine.
No. He's crazy. 1 hour too much
comedy.
In the station. He's yeah. 1 hour too much.
Hey, if Crazy Gideon ever dies, you could take over for him.
Oh. That would be perfect. Hey, you're a big stud, man.
You're a big stud, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
Sounded like the guy who tried to hit on me at that Indian restaurant that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Please, this is my secretary. Please.
Sounds like Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
You know, in America, you text people. In Russia, people text you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You guys don't get paid enough to do that. All right, Johnny in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, you're a big stud, man.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right.
I got to say, I'm with that guy, Jimmy. Anybody who causes an accident while they're texting
should
have an automatic ass beating by everybody who's involved with the accident.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, because how much more important can the text be than driving a car?
I'm serious. And on these freeways in SoCal, if you're doing that while you're driving, you're insane. You're crazy.
Tim, I would like to defend all the texters for a minute. You ask what can be more important than driving?
Right.
I could get a text that says, let's meet at Pinkberry at 4 p.m., and I can write back, I'm lactose intolerant. We have to go somewhere else.
Jesus Christ.
So you want to know what's more important? My digestive
system.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Johnny. But, you know, I know the texts are cool. I mean, a lot of kids communicate with the texts. You know, everyone's all...
The texts.
Texting and stuff. But aren't 90% of texts BS? I mean, you can live without them.
No, Tim. When somebody tells me something important, I have to respond, K.
Oh, God.
And if it's really important, it's K with an exclamation point.
Yeah, I've shut down texts in my life.
Yeah, I've noticed you haven't really been texting back.
I don't text you, and you don't text me. Well, you text me sometimes.
A little bit.
Randy texts me every once in a while, and I read them, but I just don't respond.
No.
Only when I'm totally high do I text you.
Yeah, and I know when you're high and you email me. Because I get some pretty funky ideas. Yeah.
When, not your friend.
when he's emailing at night. All right. It turns out that texting and driving is 3 times more dangerous than drinking and driving.
Yeah.
So the penalty right now, I believe, for texting or talking on the phone, it's like $25
right.
with court fees and stuff. It's like 100 and something. But if that's the case... Should drinking and driving, then, because it's 3 times less dangerous, should that be an $8 fine?
Here's my cocktail money. Let's call it even.
I mean, it's less than the money, less than a shot of Grey Goose in some upscale bars.
You can't even get in the door for the price of paying your ticket.
Exactly. But shouldn't that be the case?
I don't know, Tim.
And aren't you proud of drunks that they're not the most dangerous people on the road?
I wouldn't say proud.
Well, I mean, it's got, you know, all of a sudden we're not not that I drink and drive, but I used to. All of a sudden we're not the complete losers anymore.
Right. Right.
I used to drink and drive when I was in high school and college and stuff.
In high school?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when I was, because I started, you know, enjoying gin at the age of, about 16.
Oh, the ripe old age.
Yeah.
Are you
used
serious?
A bottle of Seagram's gin in my car. What a loser I was. In Birmingham High School, I got a bottle of gin in the car. I smell like an old man walking into a, you know, basketball.
Reek of pipe tobacco and old gin.
I walk into Mr. Lish's government class, smell like an old man. Hey, who in here smells like gin? It's that old man Conway in the back.
So you weren't into the, like, sour apple pucker and that syrupy crap?
Nah, I went with what gets you real going real good.
Drinking it right now?
And it was hot, too, because in the summer, I had a black Toyota Corolla. Oh, nothing. Jealous. And I used to keep a bottle of gin in the back. Not always, but I mean, I had one there for like months, and I'd hit it every once in a while. And it was hotter than hell because, you know, in the middle of the summer, it's 110 degrees out. The gym was probably 125 degrees. And that got you moving.
Would you pop out during class and have a little nip?
No, I never ditched school and I never did that. I never, like, drank during school. I wasn't that dude.
Right.
But, you know, when I got home or when I had to go to work, I used to work at Amber's Chicken.
Yeah.
And it's not there anymore.
Oh, is this when you throw the chicken up?
Yeah.
On the ceiling?
My very first job was, I was 15 years old, and my first night of work was Halloween.
Oh, how depressed was it? That's a bummer.
I was working on the Amber's Chicken on the corner of Woodman and Ventura, and it's not there anymore. Not totally because of me, but it's just not there. But I got fired from that joint. But I used to have a couple of pops before I went into to work. You know, I'm just roasting chicken. How interesting can it be?
Did you ever have a drinking while roasting accident?
No, I didn't. But I remember, you know, for some reason, when you get a box of chicken, there were 28 breasts, 28 thighs, 28 drumsticks, and like 32 wings.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was always like more wings. I don't know why.
It's fuzzy math.
So I would bread some wings, the leftovers, and toss them against the ceiling. And they'd stick on the ceiling. And then the owner, Ernie, came in one day. And he said, "Who did that?" And I said, "I did."
You leave them up there?
Oh, yeah. They were up there for weeks. And he said, "Who did that?" And I said, "Well, I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm an idiot. I did it." And I thought, well, I'm telling the truth. He was like, "You know, don't do that anymore." He goes, "Get out of here." He goes, "You're fired." And I said, "Oh, I can't be fired. I told my mom, I got to ride my bike around until like 8 o'clock tonight." This is at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, "Can you fire me after my shift?" He goes, "No." He goes, give me your apron and get out of here."
Oh my God!
So I had to like drive around because I was embarrassed. I got fired. You know?
So what? And for throwing chicken?
I got fired from almost every job I've ever had. I don't think I've ever quit a job. I think I've been fired from almost every job.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. But is it stuff like that, or is it just you're trying really hard, you're just not quite getting it, or is it always because you're throwing crap?
It's get out. I got fired from Bergen's Arco on the corner of Balboa and Ventura. I got fired from Jackrabbit Press. I used to work for them. I got fired from a lot of places. You know, just kept. I guess I wasn't a good worker.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
You know, the only job I ever got fired from ended up saving my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd
I told
fired
you.
From?
I got fired from the J Street Gym down by the World Trade Center.
You would have been working there.
Yep.
And when it was on fire.
Yeah, right across the street.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just moved there.
All right, texting while driving, it is three times more dangerous than driving while on alcohol or weed. What's a good weed? I don't want to say weed anymore. Lamb's breath?
Kush?
Cherry haze.
Oh, cherry haze.
That's all the right. Good stuff.
So texting while driving is more dangerous than being on cherry haze or Seagram's gin. What a combo. All right, what should we do with these texters? What should the penalty be? 520-9710. Opportunity to blast away at these a-holes who are texting and driving. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And let me ask you this, since it's three times more dangerous than drinking and driving, if you have a child in the back, should the penalty be more?
Like child services gets involved?
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe,
I don't know, Tim.
I don't know.
And do we want to hear from texters and absolve them of their sins?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I see it all the time. I see people constantly texting. Like, they're so goddamn busy all the time.
Bad vibes.
Oh, man. All right. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad joins us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us, sitting over there with a Dolly Parton shirt on.
Yep, backwards Barbie.
All right, if you text and drive, got some bad news for you. You're more dangerous on the road than drunks and guys smoking purple haze. Purple haze, right? Is that right?
That's another one.
Yeah, purple haze.
They have
or
anything.
White Widow.
Or Sam's Monkey.
Sam's Monkey.
They have one named after Slammin'.
That's real cheap ass.
Oh, God.
Is that Shake?
Shaking
that's
seeds.
Close to Shake. Sam buys really cheap weed, and she doesn't admit it.
Your phone's going to blow up in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Please. Sam's got good weed. All right. What should we do with these guys who text and drive, or these men and women? Because you're three times more dangerous than guys drinking and driving or smoking weed, and your steering control worsens by 91%. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I saw a guy texting while he's riding his bike the other day. Should that be illegal?
Yeah.
You think so?
Almost more illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's he going to hurt? Just him.
He could roll up on a hood, cause a little dent.
Oh, get out of here. But it's going to be, he's going to die,
right,
not the guy in the car.
So now we don't do laws to protect themselves. We just do the to protect other people.
I don't know if laws should be. I mean, listen, if there's no victim, there should be no crime.
It's not a victimless crime, though, Tim.
Oh, yes,
it is,
baby.
It's like the fact that suicide is illegal.
Suicide should be legal. Don't you think?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to jump off the Golden Gate.
Be our guest.
They should have a little gate they can open on the top. You don't have to jump over. Just open it up and so long. All right, so let's talk to Sonia in Manhattan Beach. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
All right. You text and drive?
Okay, but I'm really good at it. I never take my eyes off the road. And I used to up until the last week and a half. I'm telling you, I've had the worst possible luck with my car.
What happened?
My tire blew out on the freeway. Uh-oh. I went all over the place, didn't hit anybody, didn't hit a wall or anything, so that got me lucky. Day after that, some stupid girl who was playing with her phone while she was driving on the freeway almost hit me and put me into tears. I was freaking out. And then the day after that, I got another flat tire.
Oh, my God.
What kind of car are you? How old's your car?
Oh, it's a 99, but see, it's my dad's old car, and he took really, really good care of it.
Evidently.
So it's probably me just screwing it up.
Yeah, but are you rolling around on very little tread?
No, I had good tires. That's the thing. Well, the funny thing was that I figured out that somebody stabbed my tires.
Oh, geez. An ex-boyfriend?
What did I do?
No, I didn't do anything to anybody. No ex-boyfriend or anything. It was just unlucky, I guess. Somebody didn't like my car. I have no clue.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Suburban.
Oh, maybe like an environmentalist got to it?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
After that, I drive the freeway every day to work. I drive about 50 miles a day. So literally ever since then, I have been driving in the slow lane. I refuse to pick up my phone while I'm driving. I'm just super, super cautious now. I'm paranoid. But you know what?
No.
That's no excuse. The fact that I don't take my eyes off the road and I text, that's no excuse.
Oh my God, I think it's horrible.
I think it's absolutely horrible. And yeah, if I got into an accident while I was texting somebody, I should get my ass beat. Can I say
absolutely. Ass? Absolutely. Yeah. Get your ass.
She's a real stand-up lady.
Yeah. How old are you?
23.
Oh, wow. We can all learn from you.
Yeah, you married yet?
Practically. I have a boyfriend and a son, so we're a little family.
How old's the kid?
18 months.
Wow.
I never, ever do it when he's in the car, by the way. I'm only here to kill myself.
And it's funny that you say that, because what I was going to say to you was you should drive like you have a child in the car. Because if I ever pretend like I'm babysitting and I have someone else's kid in the car,
right,
all of a sudden I'm the best driver in the whole world. When it's just me, I'm an a-hole.
Yeah.
But when if I have anyone else in the car, all of a sudden I don't care if people are passing me, honking at me, giving me the finger. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like Adam Carolla says, you should always, when you're drinking and driving, you should drive around like you got two dead hookers in the trunk.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much. All right, Sonia, sorry that happened, baby.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, thanks.
All right, there she goes, everybody. 23 with a kid.
18 months.
You know what? If I had to do it all over again, I'd have a kid much younger than I did.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah.
You think I'm drying up?
No, I think that the kids, I don't know if you are or not. I don't know if you can still have a kid. I don't think you've dropped your last egg.
Thank you very much.
But I think that if I do it all over again, I'd probably have a kid like around 23, 24.
No!
Yeah, I think
Tim,
I would.
Come
I think
on.
I would, seriously.
You were, wait, first of all, weren't you in crazy, like...
That could have helped me.
The IRS problems? Is that really the best
But see,
time?
I wouldn't have done that if I had a kid. I would have been more responsible. You know,
yeah.
I think since I've had a child, I've become much more responsible.
Well, you know that one part of your brain doesn't develop till you're 25 that understands consequence. So
right.
I don't know if you
well,
can
maybe 25,
say,
26.
Yeah.
But, and I'd have a kid like every 5 years. I love these kids, man. I really do.
Well, you got a good one.
I really missed out on the first 30. I was 40 when I had a kid. Wait a minute. Yeah, I was 40. 41 when I had a kid.
Yeah.
I missed out on what that is like for the first 41 years of my life. I definitely would have a kid at 25. So I don't get down on these people who have 25. They're 23, 24, 25 have kids. I think that's. Yeah. I think they're going to really enjoy that.
I was going to follow in your footsteps, and I wasn't going to have a kid till I was 41. Is that
nah, not you a should, good idea? If you want a kid, you should have one soon. You're 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. What time is it? It's 10 to 10?
2.
You and Randy should maybe roll around the prize room.
Princess doesn't like that.
All right, please.
There you go.
All right, let's talk to a Gilbert in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right. How are you, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm just driving around right now, drunk, smoking blunts, looking for hookers.
Enjoying yourself, huh?
Oh, no, I'm really enjoying myself, sir.
Who would have guessed that the guy driving around drinking and smoking weed looking for hookers would have colorful language?
Jesus Christ.
Get your freaking act together here!
All right, please. We can't air that kind of stuff on the air. The FCC says we can't do that. All right, let's talk to a Shannon in Redondo. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You texting and driving?
No. I don't even... My phone... I don't do anything. If it's that important, they will leave me a message and whatever. It's crazy. But they should really make sure that, I think the county is have them clean out the...
I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah, I can't take that bad phone anymore. Jay in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to say, you mentioned texting on a bike. Well, there's such a thing as a BUI, which is biking under the influence.
And is that the same as a DUI?
Exact same, and my friend has gotten one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because remember somebody called in and said they got a ticket for riding their horse drunk?
Yeah, but
so
I think
anything that moves.
But I think the horse was drunk, too.
Oh.
I think he got the horse high.
Right.
Hey.
Well, I say that they give the same ticket as they would in a car for if you're going to do it on a bike.
You know, I can't believe... The cops in Southern California and around the United States still give tickets for drunk bike riding.
Well, you know what it is? It's not really about hurting yourself. It's if you go into a street and cause an accident.
Yeah, but how many times has that happened?
Well, if you're swerving around in that little bike lane.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask a cop who works, you know, out by the beach.
Yeah, but isn't it most of the time if a bike causes an accident, isn't the guy on the bike usually get the brunt of it?
I mean, what if he makes two cars swerve and hit each other?
Yeah, well, what if he has wings and flies into an apartment building and kills somebody on the fourth floor?
Well, I don't know. Somebody thought it was smart to make the law.
No. You know what it is? It's a moneymaker for the state. That's what it is.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
Yeah, and it is a ridiculous law. Thanks for calling, Jen. I used to, ride my bike around after a couple of pops.
Yeah?
Everybody does that. That's why you have a bike.
When's the last time you rode a bike, Tim?
Probably about 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. I got a bike with the child
tandem,
seat
yeah.
on the back. And I roll Sophia around.
Wow, I'd love to see that.
And now I can't drink and, you know, ride around with her.
But she can.
She can drink.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can smoke while you're driving a bike, while you're riding a bike with a kid.
It's open air. They're not going to argue with you.
Oh, this country is becoming too restrictive.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, when you were riding a bike, you didn't have to have a helmet. You could drink. You could smoke weed. The cops would never bother you. You didn't have to have a light on your bike. I remember a friend of mine had a moped, And because in high school, you know, during the weekends, you have a, you know, a couple of drinks, have a couple of beers. We'd ride around the valley in a moped.
That'd be fun.
The two of us.
Oh.
You know, freezing with those big down blue down jackets on in the winter. And no lights were working. The taillights and the headlight weren't working. And the cops would roll by us and never even think twice about giving us a ticket.
But, Tim, it's for your own good.
I know, but protection. Let me handle my own good. Let me handle my own safety the way I want to. Stop telling me what to do with the jaywalking and the texting while driving and on the phone while driving and drinking while riding a bike.
So could you ride around with no lights or whatever with a note pinned to your vest that says, should I be hit by a car, please do not sue my parents.
Yes.
I did this to myself.
Well, don't you agree that there are too many laws?
Yes.
Way too many.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It's becoming, it's not becoming, it's no longer
fun.
I mean, my daughter, when I drive around with my daughter, that lovely Sophia, she's strapped in a 5-point harness.
Oh, Mom.
Wait.
Shoulders.
Was it like bandolero, like two across the chest?
No, over shoulders, yeah. Over thighs, and then right down,
over
her crotch.
Yeah.
And it holds her into that seat.
Right.
She's safer than race car drivers. And I'm just I'm just rolling around the streets of the valley. It's a pain in the ass to, strap her in and put those seatbelts on.
A little helmet on her, do you?
Oh, it's the worst. And then I wonder if I was driving in a car, if I was riding on a bike, I can't be drunk, but she could be.
Yeah.
I can't smoke, but she could probably smoke.
Yeah.
You can't do anything
anymore.
Can I get
cookies?
Yeah, I'll get you cookies there. Hold on, darling. But I can't do anything anymore. You can't have fun anymore.
No.
And L.A. is not the place for drunks.
Absolutely
Chicago,
not.
San Francisco, New York, fine. You can get around on the subway and you can enjoy yourself. But if you drink, this is not a great area to live in.
No. And south of the Mason-Dixon is pretty good. Because I went to visit some friends in Dunn, North Carolina, and they encourage you to drink and drive with open containers going well below beyond the speed limit.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I was terrified.
Jesus Christ.
And then a cop pulled us over, and I almost asked myself, and he just pulled, oh, you're so-and-so's daughter. Just wanted to say hi. Okay, get on, you crazy girl.
And you guys were all drinking?
Yeah.
Open container.
I didn't hold it. I was terrified.
You had open beers.
They did.
And the cops saw them?
Yeah, and the beers were called like
hams.
Yes, hams and Leinenkugel and like Helen High watermelon.
And the cops saw the beer?
Yeah, that was, you're so-and-so's kid.
Oh,
I just want to say hey.
All right.
You all be safe now, ha ha ha.
I got to move down south.
Yeah.
I think they get it down there. All right, thanks for stopping in, Gino,
man.
Gina Grad, everybody. And we have the latest crime stats coming back. We have like a supercomputer here because we have two news stations upstairs. So we have access to a lot of websites you don't. And the latest crime is in for the Los Angeles area. And we'll tell you what zip codes are mighty dangerous to live in. All right? Maybe you think crime's not happening in your area and your zip code. Well, you got to listen to the 10 o'clock hour and see how safe you and those little ones are. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM.